Are you a filmmaker? Are you sick of not getting any exposure for your work? Do you submit to film festivals and nothing comes of it? Maybe your work gets screened, maybe you meet someone, maybe you don't. The Boston Collective Film Festival, which is my film festival, is teaming up with ASMR Kitten. Caitlin, who's a fan of this show, who's a friend of this show, who's been on this show, we're doing a festival together, a film festival together, and it's like nothing else you've ever seen before. Eyes and exposure on your project are the number one thing you need to succeed in the age of filmmaking and the internet. Go to filmfreeway.com/Boston. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston. And submit now. The winners of this film festival will have a video created by Caitlin, ASMR Kitten. Look her up. Over 25,000 subscribers on YouTube. She'll be making a reaction video to your trailer, and it'll get you the eyes and exposure you need to succeed in the world of film. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston. Go submit today. And if you use the code HACKTHOUGHT, you'll get 10% off your entry fee, which, if you're a YouTuber, by the way, is crazy cheap. You're going to be paying almost nothing to enter this film festival with a chance to, A, get to work with ASMR Kitten, Caitlin, who is an amazing YouTuber, and B, get the eyes and exposure on your channel. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston. Okay. Well, would you like to say welcome to Hack Thought? I mean, this is a new era of the Hack Thought podcast. I mean, I guess I'll start it off because welcome to Hack Thought podcast, the podcast about thoughts you don't think to think about, with your co-hosts, Mike Falick and not Deepu Gill?
Dun, dun, dun.
Bill Moore.
Hello.
New co-host, as we said on the last episode, all about ham. Deepu, no longer in the entertainment game. Now, it will still be a show about thoughts you don't think to think about. But, you know, what's better about it is that Deepu, you know, was going through some tough times, so I really couldn't be that mean to him. I can be as mean as I want to Bill. So,
oh, boy.
Yeah, so Bill, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Bill Moore.
All right,
I'm a comedian.
Calm down. Come on. It's not all about you. Now, you had to have seen that coming. You had to. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Continue. Introduce yourself.
I don't want to. Now I'm afraid.
Yeah. Now you see how it starts with Deepu, and that's how we make people quit entertainment. All right.
It's only been maybe a minute. I think I've got at least another minute in me in the entertainment business. So.
Yeah, working with me, it's like president years, you know? It's tough to do that. Hack Thought, the podcast about thoughts you don't think to think about. We're going to call this the 2.0 Saga with dun, Bill. Dun. Theme song by Freddie Unreal. Of the Fangers, or I think just of Freddie Unreal now. Oh, I hit my microphone. Welcome to a new era in which I kick equipment. Okay.
Yes.
I am currently obsessed with a hack thought, to which I know you are familiar. A member of Dave Friends even did a whole thing about it. But I'm going deeper. Do you know, if I said in apartment living, I do lots of different free stuff on the internet. I've been talking about this incessantly. I'm obsessed. If I said heavy walker, what would you associate as living in an apartment?
Upstairs roommates that are very, very, very loud. Or they have heavy footsteps whenever they like apparently do anything. If they cross a room, it's like just like thump, 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 thump.
What the fuck is it? Like, what is that about people? Like what is it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we've been having my girlfriend and I have been having a bunch of theories that we think it must be either they have a bowling alley upstairs, which is unfair that they're not inviting all of us, or that they're just, it's clearly a slapstick comedy from like the 30s where they're just always dropping things, they're always trying to paint the apartment, and uh-oh, there goes the paint can, they've knocked over their other roommate who crashes into the fine china, which always resets by the next episode, which is just the next day.
These are all good theories. The bowling alley one is solid.
I think that. I think the apartment below us is either the furnace. Now, I'm on the fourth floor, so I think they either have the furnace on the third floor, or it's an active volcano.
Yeah, that
because
happens.
They're also very loud, but also because the apartment will shake for maybe
shake.
It'll vibrate for 5 minutes like every day, so it's not like super bad. That's why I think it's just like it's a slowly coming alive volcano.
Yeah.
So just kind of just.
You've got that convection heat going on in there. Yeah. So here's the thing. Here's the fucking thing. Okay, by the way, small hack thought. Have you ever been underneath? Okay, I guess this is two questions. Is there an underneath a bowling alley? You know how the ball goes down? Is there an actual like basement that happens in? Or is that like very shallow? Is it like only just below the alley, like the lane? I genuinely don't know how a fucking bowling alley works.
I only know from TV shows and movies what I've seen, and I mean...
There's a basement in TV shows and movies.
But it's like, I don't know. Yeah,
It's from Doug. Let's just admit it. We watched Doug, and they drew like a basement underneath there. I don't know if it is.
Well, there was also that Simpsons episode where they have the whole, like, where the pin goes, where it's either a series of tubes or,
the parody of that Charlie Chaplin movie, right?
Yep. Yeah, Modern Times.
Now, I want to... Modern Times. That's Modern Times, but it stars Maud from
Maud. Yeah,
from Maud.
It was a very awkward reboot in the 70s.
Oh, I would watch Modern Times. Are you kidding? bring her back. So, all right. Literally, me and Bill have talked for 4 minutes now, and we're already talking about Maud isolating anyone that isn't over the age of 50. Because me and Bill have the TV taste of it being the 50s. I also wanted to, speaking of obscure, well, let's just isolate everyone. I also wanted to rewatch Kingpin, which used to be like a movie that people knew. And I think only you and I know it because they would play it constantly. That and Cadillac Man were the only two Bill Murray movies they would play on Comedy Central for the longest time.
Cadillac Man isn't Bill Murray. That's Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. You're right.
Robin Williams and Tim Robbins.
You're right. You're right. Either way, they played those movies constantly on Comedy Central.
Oh my God. Yeah. Kingpin was everywhere.
Kingpin. So, I don't know if they go underneath the bowling alley in that one, and that also may be where I'm getting how bowling alleys work. How the fuck do bowling alley? How do people not see that as magic? Do you know what I mean? That's magical. You know what is the most magical part? I hope you can guess what I think the most magical part is.
The smell.
Ew. First of all, I have to say, we're all way too cool with going to skating rinks and bowling alleys and just being like, yeah, let me put my feet in your thing. Yeah, oh yeah, I'm cool with that. Let me put my feet inside your shoe. Like, I don't like that at all. But it knows to grab the pins, and like even the donkiest, dumpiest bowling alleys will like display how many pins you have left, like in the right area. That's amazing.
Bowling alley technology is definitely underrated.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the sciences that they don't give enough credit to or enough funding to.
Yeah. Well, you know, I also don't, I'm not interested in it as a sport. I've said before, my goal is always to break a pin. I really want to. And this was affirmed by, it was my girlfriend's birthday and we went to a bowling alley and not trying to throw the pin really hard. I ended up injuring myself. Like I picked up a ball and like tweaked my hand to the left and my finger just swelled up. It was pretty scary.
Ooh,
actually.
Fun.
Like, I wasn't even bowling. I was just, like, moving my hand. So, or was I? I don't know. But I wasn't doing anything. Anyway, I always try and bowl incredibly hard and fast to break a pin because I don't find the sport interesting.
Just like sex.
Just like sex. I try and break a pin. I'm trying, you know, I'm trying to break a pin during sex as well. I try and just, I'm trying to do this all the time. So,
if someone isn't injured, it wasn't done right.
So, this was really dangerous for someone like me who really wants to throw the ball hard and break a pin, is they had a speedometer. Is that not the greatest thing you've ever heard of in bowling to see how fast? And I was getting it up
see
there.
How wow.
I was getting it up there and I was like, damn. Like, I actually think I might be the person who can break a pin. I was really proud of myself. I seriously was proud of myself. Anyway, the point is this. What the fuck are these people doing in their apartments?
Oh God! How is it always the above floor? Like, is it a rule? Like, do I have to then be loud for the person below me? Like, is it just like not that I want to, just because you have to have the heavy thuds?
Let me ask you a question, because I know you and I have a personality trait that I talk about all the time when this conversation comes up. I have a loud speaking voice.
Oh, me too. I am frequently known for shouting.
And I am perfectly fine if somebody tells me, hey, can you lower your voice? I have no loss of ego if someone says to me, oh, yeah, I'm speaking loud. Sure, I'm going to lower it down. Not an issue. It takes no shot to my ego. Are you the same way with that?
Sometimes, recently I've been more acknowledging of, like, yeah, when I'm loud, okay, I'm clearly being loud. Sometimes
are you sensitive, though?
I used to be because it was mostly like they would tell me like midway through a conversation and it'd be kind of like, okay, so you're clearly not listening to what I'm saying. You're just listening to the volume of what I'm saying. And it's kind of like that was getting a little bit frustrating.
But that's
like,
it, isn't it? Is that you would have been fine with sentence one that you were loud, someone being like, oh, hey, just lower your voice. Instead of being like, which I've had this too, where people are like, I'm not like listening to you because you're too loud. It's like, well, why didn't you say that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
that
is so
annoying. Yeah. And I've had that same response of like, yeah, you're just not listening to me. Like, that sucks. Like, I guess now I had all this enthusiasm, and obviously that's why I was getting loud, and now I have to say it again and be like, and so like, yeah, so ducks have
spirally
penises.
Of course I'm yelling. We're in an Applebee's right now.
Exactly. That's why we're on the same page. Good riddance, Tipu. So the point is this. Have you ever tried to confront someone about something like this? Do you know what I mean? Like
oh, about loud noise?
Yes.
Yes.
How did it go for you?
Or technically, I did the petty way, and my girlfriend actually tried to go and speak to them, and she got shut out. Because we actually had a reverse situation where in our last apartment building, the below floor apartment played music so loudly that we could hear all of the dialogue and the apartment would actually vibrate and it would go on for anywhere for 8 to 10 hours. And so I did the petty way of at first I wrote a note that I tried writing a polite
writing
note and I slid it under their door.
Petty. That's not petty.
I slid it under their door and we found shreds of it in their hallway, like in the main hallway. Finally, my girlfriend went down to talk to them, and they got screamed at, saying, clearly they don't know what loud music is. Have you ever been to a club? Which, yes, we have, and that's why, you know, usually you keep the loud music there when you go to the club, because if not, why would the clubs be open if you can just have loud music anywhere? She got screamed at, and then...
Screamed at? This is your current... I just want to make sure. This is your current girlfriend?
Yes.
Sweet Maya, someone screamed at her?
Oh, yeah, and Maya was super, like calm about it, was trying to be very nice and understanding, and nope, this person just, like, shot her down.
I want to be clear here, because I think sometimes, especially with women, people are like, oh, how could you yell at someone who's, who, you know, oh, she's dainty and nice and little. It's like, no, people are annoying all around, but... Particularly, yeah. Maya has a very calm demeanor, is what I mean by it. It's like the idea of me even being angry and somehow still like yelling at her and like hearing her responses, there's something wrong with that person. There's something really wrong with them, especially over something like especially when she's like not doing anything to them.
Yeah, it's always strange.
I'm sure Maya can be, I don't want to, okay, wait, Bill, there's some important feminist points to make here. I'm sure she can be as fucking annoying as anyone if she really puts her mind to it. Yeah. But all I'm saying is if she's trying to be polite, I have a hard time believing that someone's like, this fucking asshole.
it's always strange when someone, like, if you're coming at a, like, either any argument or conversation, if you're coming at it with, like, a certain energy and someone gives you a totally wildly different one, it's always just jarring. It's like, whoa, what? Like, I was actually kind of talking calmly and now you're just shouting, or if I'm shouting and the person's like, uh-huh, yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, that's kind of, yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, kind of like, just you're just like, eh, ha, eh, ha.
One of my favorite things that happens in conversations like that is you say something and someone's like, someone will say the obvious thing. That's, like, the most annoying thing. Like, someone is like, well, I feel like you're really angry about this. It's like, yes. Are you in the same fucking conversation? Like, I think there are people who, like, there's the opposite of this, right? Where, like, someone is trying to be civil, and then someone just takes this crazy stance on it because – and we'll get back to heavy talking. But, you know, I mean heavy walking, which is, like, people just get defensive because they don't want to ever hear they're doing wrong, which is the opposite of considerate people who drive themselves crazy trying to be fucking considerate to everybody else, and then they realize nobody gives a shit about them and they're everybody else's assholes. But there's this reverse thing, too, where, like, you're upset, and you're, like, talking in an upset way, and someone will use certain words that I think they think are, like, carte blanches for you to be, like, like you're in the wrong. And they're like, I feel like you're really angry about this. It's like, yes, I'm angry. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Thank you for listening. I'm super duper angry. Like, that's what's going on is I'm angry. It's like, oh, wow, I feel like you're coming at me with a lot of energy. Correct. I'm upset at you. It's creating energy in me. I want to put it towards you and fix it, dummy. And what one line that I hear all the time is people, when they screw up nowadays, they won't admit they screw up. It's like so annoying.
Oh, and I think it's the worst part.
That's what comes down to this. This all comes down to is like nobody wants to admit that they screwed up, like ever. Mm-hmm. But there's this thing that there's like certain lines that you'll hear now where people will be like, well, I feel like I want you to understand. Like if you ever call someone to tell them they screwed up, I feel like I want you to understand there's a person on the other end of the line here. It's like, yeah, I know there's a person. I'm angry at that person. You're the person I'm angry at. And there's like other lines like that. Like, do you know what I mean? Like people think that they're – can you think like of ones like
– It's almost like kind of almost like the parenty lines of like the now I know you're upset, but – or like, but, well, you're really not
you
thinking
will not
about
use
it from
swear
my
swear words
way.
In my house. Why? You're a fucking asshole. That's the word I wanted to use.
I learned all the swear words from you.
Duh, it was your TV that was on. Maybe you should have censored it, because you know, Bill, you know you and I didn't learn. We were watching the TV.
Actually, no, with my household, yeah. I think I probably did learn swears from my family.
It's like, you're right, it's the parent line. It's the I got a speaking of which, I got a criticism that I think everyone understands. I was up and down during a movie doing lots of stuff, and my girlfriend said, you're being just like a mom, where like you're not sitting down. And I was like, how dare you? How dare you accuse me of that? Yeah, those car I want to start calling them like carte blanches. We got to think of some word for them. Like these logics that people think, like with my philosophy on life, people are like, oh, don't hate anything. It's like, why? No, I hate that. No, I don't need to feel bad. I don't feel bad about hating something. I hate it. You know what I mean? There's there's all these statements like that people think like you're in the wrong, you know?
Well, yeah, this day and age, you're not allowed to hate stuff anymore. It's hate negativity is bad.
Negativity. Oh, that's one that I could literally. I mean, I know that people don't like hate, but I could literally harm people with my fists for people that are like, oh, that's so negative. It's like, yeah, some stuff is negative, man. Like,
yeah, sometimes life just has things you don't like
that are negative and I don't like.
And technically, it's stuff that can help you grow from it. But I know that's the thing we don't like dealing with.
That's what it is, isn't it? That's the core of this whole issue. Is that people don't really hear, like, the bad thing. Pointing out the bad thing will make you get rid of it.
Yeah.
Have you tried getting rid of it? So I'm on a quest to pretty much tell all people who are heavy walkers. Here are the solutions we've come up with so far on my other shows. One, I'm told Chrissy Teigen's very popular. I'm going to get her to tweet about it. Somebody told me that.
Just have her come and just do that. She's there. You can't have you walk around her. You just feel weird.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good solution, too. That just like, who is that? You just stop. You're like, who is that?
Why is she here? She hasn't said anything. Here? I recognize her. She's definitely
in the corner.
She's definitely been on TV. Who? What? Why are you just here?
Is that a Palm Pilot? Where did Chrissy Teigen get a Palm Pilot from? Is it working or is she just playing like it's a pom-pom?
Is that the head of a baby doll? Why do you have the head of a baby doll?
Is that a keychain baby doll? So, I am 100% seriously starting a nonprofit to get people to walk quieter, get carpet in their apartments, all those things. Be considerate of others.
Oh, we did that. We got rugs. We got giant full floor rug, like full like wide rugs, not like the little like baby ones.
Yeah. Do you know how much nicer your house is when it's not doesn't sound like a hockey rink?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know why people are like, oh, we love our house. It sounds like a cathedral trapped inside of a roller rink. It's the best.
It sounds like a museum, and museums are fancy.
Oh, yes, it's fancy. Look at this. Oh, like, man, I could do – that's going to be our next episode. I'll talk about that. But anyway, we need – and I've said that the social pressures that get people to, you know, diet uncontrollably and to hate their bodies and to do drugs, we need to start using that towards heavy walkers, you know, get pretty girls and cool kids at parties to be like, hey, you should walk lightly around. Do you want to do it? Like, my parents don't approve, but like, you want to try it? Whatever. Maybe I'll
come back to my place and walk quietly.
Walk lightly? Yeah, that's what I think we need to do. I think we need to tell people everybody's doing it. It's super cool. It doesn't matter. Don't, you know, screw you, mom. I'm not going to walk heavy. Like, we need to like tap into that stuff that they're doing to get people to do drugs, to get people to walk lightly.
Hey, Brandon, you should put on a fourth pair of socks.
Yeah.
Even put on a fifth pair and just walk around. Ooh, I can't hear anything.
So my
Ooh.
Mom listens to the
Chat
show.
Chat lines.
And I'll tell you a real story that happened because my mom is a heavy walker. And, you know, I really think you should respect my – if I was on The Bachelor or like a cooking show, this would be my story. Like, I grew up in a house where my mom was a heavy walker and, you know, it's been hard for her. This would be my sad story. And a downstairs neighbor bought her slippers.
My God.
Now, I took that a step further. I had a heavy walker who – there was something off about them. And I think I've talked about them on the show before. There was something off. Like there was – they weren't – I don't think mentally challenged. There was just something off about them. And I had this conversation. I went up. It was really nice. And I was like, hey, are you like stomping up here or something? Just – I would really appreciate it. It's so loud if you could just walk softer. And then I switched to stomp – to hitting the ceiling. And the person came down and was like, are you like smacking on the ceiling? I was like, yeah, you guys are walking around really heavily. It's like, well, why would you come up and tell us? I was like, I did. And you could see the guy's face sink as if, oh, like the girl in the apartment kind of lied to me about what had happened. And he had a face-to-face conversation with her and whatever. But I went so far as to, they were quiet for one day and gave them an envelope with $20 in it.
Wow.
I took the thing that happened to my mom and went a step further and said, thank you. I will pay you $20 every month if you walk that quietly.
I feel like that's a treacherous road to go down, but cool.
I would pay. Are you kidding? Would you not pay it? And it's a merit-based thing. Would you not pay? I mean, 20 was extreme. It was to get their attention because it was so bad. I mean, that was not a smart financial thing. But – and he gave it back too, which was weird. And then they weren't that quiet, which is also weird.
Well, I feel like the 20 is kind of that version of like the – that like overly dramatic clapping of like, there you go. Good job. Oh, my God. You did it. Oh, you were so brave. You were quiet
for
a whole day.
So you're saying I would have been better with like a $5 bill, that it was too much.
Or even just like a little, like just a, you slide a note under their door that just is a thumbs up.
Well, so there are good people in the world. And I'll tell you something somebody did once that was good too, while we're on this story. I don't like people moving my laundry. I don't.
That's fair. No, that's
I think a lot of people don't like that. Mainly just because people are gross. But also it's just like, that's my stuff. And I came down and I actually had this nice conversation with this girl and we were doing our laundry like, oh, hi. Oh, I live here. And she, I think, got a little too friendly with me, which is a big problem with modern society is we don't have any like manners and knowing the boundary between like, I'm just a person you're talking to. I'm not like a buddy you can take liberties with. And she moved my laundry out of the dryer or somewhere. And I saw her and I said, ah. That's my stuff. Like, you moved it. That really wasn't cool of you. And she actually – and I redid my laundry because I don't know where she threw it or what she was doing with it.
Yeah.
It's gross to me, you know? And I think the big concern was she moved it out of the dryer and it was, like, kind of damp. So she left a candy bar on the dryer for me with a note saying sorry.
Oh, wow. That's actually cool.
Now, that's a good Samaritan.
Yeah.
What a
actually,
nice person.
Wow. Yeah, because I get that, because it's like anytime I see that your laundry has been taken out, especially if it's like, especially if it's wet, anytime it's been taken out of the device you last had it in, that's just the sign of like someone's just like, you were too slow. Like,
but I know.
For my taste, I needed your machine and you were too slow. Like, I think it always flashes me back to college where just like, I don't know if at your college, if you had the issue where like I was in an apartment complex that had like, I want to say like, easily 300 students in this one complex, and we had a single laundry room with 10 washers and 10 dryers. And I was just kind of like, what is the math that you're like making all of these like college students, which I mean, we're all learning to be human beings. We're learning the education, and we're also learning how to actually interact with other.
I want to interrupt this for a second to add a perspective to be like, I actually have no empathy for this thing of like, I'm college and I'm doing my laundry. I've been doing my laundry for a very long time. And so some of these things when people were like, you know, oh, I'm learning life. I'm always like, you should learn quicker.
Yeah,
you
no,
had a whole summer.
But what I'm saying is that it's kind of like the whole thing where it's like you got all these people crowding in on this one place. And then like it always makes me think of the other person. Like I was still never the person to take out someone's laundry.
Right.
But like I would frequently see mine taken out. And it's like, who is the twerp that decided, oh, you took 5 minutes too long and I had to do things now. And it's kind of like, oh, so that's what it made me flash back to college. And the like, of just
kind of
like,
you know, scary about that version of it, especially when you're in college and there's like all these like by virtue of going to class, you interact with a lot more people. like, you were definitely talking to someone and they wouldn't have known, like, oh, I take out people's laundry and that's just what I do. That's just me. I'm just that guy. You know, I take out that laundry. I do that.
You've got that look in your eyes. You take out laundry.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, how do we shame? Let's brainstorm for the next few minutes here. How we can, shame them into, I'm thinking negative. I'm thinking of a way to turn it into, like, you know, again, we're really good at shaming people into doing stuff that's, like, over the years, that was not bad for them, right? Mm-hmm. You talk about people thinking that their sexuality was bad. Their religion was bad. Horrible. Let's use these horrible tools to get people to stop walking so heavy. So what can we do? What can we do? You know, we have the tools to manipulate people.
Start leaving carpet samples everywhere.
Again, Bill, you're thinking like a considerate person. You're thinking a person. You're saying, ooh, samples, free samples, Bill. Is that what someone who doesn't want black people to vote would do? Come on, Bill.
Okay, then you hire.
Think like the horrible people.
You hire a carpet consultant, like one of those like carpet companies, because I know usually you have to get them installed. You hire it before the room above you.
You're buying people stuff. Do you think that's how?
No, I'm setting up the
gay marriage.
I am basically bringing the secret police of the company, and then they have to deal with them. They have to pay. I'm not going to pay for it. Maybe I'll deal with the consultation.
You're saying it's like ordering the pizza to someone's house.
Yeah. You order it to them, and then they have to pay for it and deal with it, but I order it to them.
Interesting. So at least for a few weeks. But then you have the carpet installers coming in really angry and pulling it up and being like, oh, screw you.
Well, because what also depends on, because they're going to come and they're going to be trying to do the consultation for that apartment. And if they're like, well, wait, we didn't want this. Well, somebody hired us and dealing with that. Mm. So at least it's like the sending the first message.
Mm. That's an interesting idea. The send the pizza method. I think that's pretty good. Let's think of other ways. Can we get a church organization to be behind it? What religion? Without, you know, isolating people. But could we get a religion to be really into carpets? Not being racist. Seriously, not being racist. But are magic carpets a thing from some culture I don't know about? Is magic carpet like a real thing that we've appropriated?
I mean, I only know of it from there's like eight, like old stories. I don't know if they're directly from like religion. I don't know if they're, because I'm not strong enough in religion to know if like magic carpets came from
it!
Like.
I've got it!
What? What?
Yoga!
Yoga.
Yoga! Yoga! You gotta get people doing yoga all the fucking time, and then they'll lay down carpets. I was in a yoga cult for a small amount of time. We need to support this yoga. But they didn't have mats. That was actually one of the things about them. They didn't have mats.
They just had carpet?
Well, they just had a padded floor.
Oh.
That's the big thing. You can't have too much stuff in a cult. Otherwise. It's a real thing. You really can't, you know, Charles Manson just had that van and those people were super into it. We got to get yoga to be more manipulative, and we got to get someone, it's like some, we got to get Chrissy Teigen to say that leaving your yoga mat out and leaving several yoga mats out is really good for like.
John Legends.
Yes.
Wild John Legends will appear in their apartment.
Wild John Legend appeared. Yeah, I think that's how we do it. We, because this is like a thing, right? Okay, I got it. Okay, now I have the propaganda. It's like how if you put on your workout clothes, you'll work out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we got to get a social media endorser to be like, if you have your yoga mat out, you'll do more yoga.
Actually, yeah.
Why not have multiple yoga mats in your house? It's really good for you. Even if your chair is on top of a yoga mat, you'll think about yoga more. This is it.
Yoga life.
This is it. This is it.
Walk yoga. Walk yoga.
Because think about how much, and you've already got what? You've already got the pretty people doing evocative stretches. That's going to pull in the stupid straight men who are the main problem in this whole thing. I'm sorry, but I've never gone up and it's like, oh, it's a lesbian couple stomping around. It's never that. It's all, I'm pulling this card right here. It's always some straight white dude stomping like he's a Spartan from 300. It is always that, you know. or a straight girl. It's never any. I'm pulling this card. I'm pulling it's white people. We can blame the white people again. Have you ever? I haven't. But either way, you've already got all the white girls in it, right?
Yeah.
So we can get them to do that. So that it converts at least some of the married or dating straight white guys. And then if we kind of get someone to say like, ew, when I go over to a man's house, nothing gets me more randy than if there's a yoga mat underneath a chair or underneath a table. Ooh, I just love that. Maybe I'll do some stretches in my tat pants. That's what we need. And that's how we fix this whole thing. Yoga. Just be like, no, they're not carpets. Carpets are for old people. They're yoga mats. And you need them everywhere.
Yeah, it's trendy. Yoga chic.
Yeah. I mean, even if we could turn light walking into an exercise, it's like, burn more calories. What's Chuck N doing? What's Chuck Norris doing? Remember, he did the Total Gym, and that thing is dumb. And he sold that skateboard for a long
tip-toe
time.
Walking.
Tiptoe walking. I'm serious. All right, here's what it is. You and I get super buff, and then we make a thing that's like we got there via soft walking. I think this is it. I honestly think I've solved it.
It's
I
a
really
total
do.
Soft walking package.
You can walk soft too today.
Do you want a six-pack on your feet alone? Soft walk.
Hard muscles, soft feet. Hot bodies, cool floors.
The harder you go, the lighter you stroll.
Do you think that people are concerned that the floor is lava?
I mean, it is a growing concern in this day and age that your floor may in fact be lava.
Floor is lava. Yeah, that might be an issue here. So anyway, this is going to be the main thing I talk about is this heavy walking thing. I think it does indicate an immature person is the big thing that I'm throwing out there. It does indicate somebody uncomfortable with themselves.
Yeah, or it's somebody that's not aware that there's a world around them that they're still growing up in their childhood home, which like was just you and your family, and or just you're still in a bubble. You're still in some form of a bubble. Yeah, that you haven't like acknowledged.
I think there is a parental like thing going off in people that keep it down up there. Is like it sets something off in people who have weird emotional issues. So anyway, if you walk, let me put out all the accusations we've put out there. If you walk heavy, one, you have weird parent issues. Two, you're not doing yoga. Three, you don't care about other people. So those are all the things we're throwing out there if you walk heavy. So just consider that. Are you a filmmaker? Are you sick of not getting any exposure for your work? Do you submit to film festivals and nothing comes of it? Maybe your work gets screened, maybe you meet someone, maybe you don't. The Boston Collective Film Festival, which is my film festival, is teaming up with ASMR Kitten. Caitlin, who's a fan of this show, who's a friend of this show, who's been on this show, we're doing a festival together, a film festival together, and it's like nothing else you've ever seen before. Eyes and exposure on your project are the number one thing you need to succeed in the age of filmmaking and the internet. Go to filmfreeway.com/Boston. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston. And submit now. The winners of this film festival will have a video created by Caitlin, ASMR Kitten. Look her up. Over 25,000 subscribers on YouTube. She'll be making a reaction video to your trailer, and it'll get you the eyes and exposure you need to succeed in the world of film. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston. Go submit today. And if you use the code HACKTHOUGHT, you'll get 10% off your entry fee, which if you're a YouTuber, by the way, is crazy cheap. You're going to be paying almost nothing to enter this film festival with a chance to A, get to work with ASMR Kitten, Caitlin, who is an amazing YouTuber, and B, get the eyes and exposure on your channel. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston.